WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 7. The temperature is 75. Check at the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news, presented by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria 2818 next to Rally Car Wash and at East William Joe Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. Bryan police issuing a runaway report. 16-year-old Luna Eva Curtis last seen last Sunday night and was reported to run away last Monday. The public notice issued after BPD exhausted all leads. Photo of Luna Curtis and more information is online at WTAW.com. College Station Police announcing another citizen's report leading to more arrest on vehicle burglary charges. Last night, shortly after 10, a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old caught on top of a building in Northgate. Devontae Evans of Bryan and the juvenile accused of breaking into two vehicles on Park Place near Anderson Street. A new board in charge of a community center northeast of Bryan is looking at 6 years of overdue property taxes, penalties and interest, and attorney fees. Bart Corgi, who's a member of the Edge Community Center Board of Trustees, says the center was never assessed taxes until 2011, and the current board did not know about that until earlier this year.
They were sending notices, like they're supposed to somebody who hadn't been involved in the center in 30 years. And for whatever reason, the man that they were sending the notices to, never bothered, giving them to somebody that was in charge or, involved with the center anymore.
Brazos Central Appraisal District Chief Appraiser Mark Price says state laws does not allow the center to prove in past years they were tax exempt. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Robe says she's met with the center's board to work out a payment plan. As of the first of the week, the center owed $7,500, almost $4,500 in taxes, almost $2,100 in penalties and interest, and almost $1,000 in attorney fees. Corgi says they're working to renew the center's tax-exempt status. The Research Valley Partnership presented annual reports at the last Bryan and College Station City Council meetings of 8 agreements the Economic Development Agency monitors. The RVP's Charles Martinez says those agreements combined for more than $53 million in payroll and more than $434 million in property valuation. Martinez says two companies who are in the final year of incentive agreements continue to exceed minimum requirements. One's Kentmore Cabinets, another Reynolds and Reynolds. Martinez also reporting on the first year of a second agreement with the Bryan Specialty Chemicals manufacturer Lubrizol, where an expansion will be completed by the end of this year.
While the company wasn't required to make a reporting on this particular project year, there is reports of over $23.2 million in an investment that's already been made, and they're moving forward with their hiring, getting close to the required number that will be featured next year.
Among other agreements, the RVP administers for the cities are with Nutribullet, Viasat, and Wayfair. Senate Bill 11, also known as the Campus Carry Law, went into effect at Texas Community Colleges this week, a year after the law started on four-year campuses. Blinn Police Chief John Chancellor says there are few places on campus where even concealed carry will be prohibited.
Any sporting event, college-sponsored sporting event, they will not be able to carry. Any of the Health Science Center over in Bryan will be one place that they won't carry, be able to carry.
The policy also bans concealed carry during any disciplinary hearing. More information on campus carry at Blinn and a schedule of upcoming public forums online at Blinn's website. Reimbursement for Medicaid therapy services in Texas being threatened. That was scheduled for debate in the Texas House yesterday. Representative John Rainey of Bryan expected continued funding will pass the House.
What happens over in the Senate will be another question. It seems as though there's significant differences between the way the House is thinking and the way the Senate is thinking.
Rainey concerned about future services in the Twin Cities being cut or eliminated.
And it's critical, and particularly with children, that we take care of them.
Comments from Representative Rainey from his weekly visit on the Infomaniacs. WTAW News Time, 9 minutes after 7, the temperature 75. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Bombers Baseball, tonight at Nutribold Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Did you know that blinds, drapes, and other window treatments can make a significant impact on the temperature of a room? During the hot days of summer, keep blinds and drapes closed to prevent the sun from overheating your home, which will keep you more comfortable.
Your energy and money-saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7-Eleven. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota checking some weather, sponsored this morning by your Nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Partial sun today. Temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95 this afternoon. There's the risk of some showers and thunderstorms. Showers and thunderstorms lend during the evening. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. Scattered showers and storms popping up during the day, 90 to 95. Storms end tomorrow night, then partly to mostly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partial sunshine on Sunday. High Sunday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, fall camp for A&M football begins today, and we'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on what he thinks it'll take to win this season. Meanwhile, the Astros hit a three-game skid against the Rays, while the Rangers scored a victory over the Twins thanks to another Gallo homer. And we'll take a look at the 2017 preseason coaches poll in college football. All that and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, and that's all well and good. It's football. What people really want to know is, when it comes to ranking schools, what's the best party school in America?
Exactly.
It's that time again, huh?
It is, as a matter of fact. And actually, this is a new list. You know, it for a long time, it was the Princeton Review.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when the Princeton Review list is going to come out, but a company called Niche at niche.com.
Of course, a website's got to be created to do that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. This is best colleges. And, of course, that happens to be what's on the landing page.
And, of course, we don't know what went into building the survey.
Yeah. But here we go. Number one, and I don't know, it would make sense, would be Tulane University, simply because you got a lot of stuff nearby.
Yeah.
But also, that's been the truth for Wisconsin. Wisconsin, for years, has been in the top five, same reason, because they have a lot of bars there. But anyway. Tulane's number one on their list. Number two is the University of Georgia. Number three is Miami. Number four is West Virginia because they have nothing else to do.
Right.
Number five is Florida State. Number six is the University of Texas at Austin.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Sixth Street's all you got to say there.
Yeah. Sure.
Number seven is Iowa.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, between Iowa and Iowa State, I mean, not only are they competitive on the field, they're competitive off the field when it comes to partying.
Wow.
In fact, I'm surprised Iowa State's not on the list. Maybe it's because they have canceled one of their week-long celebrations because it became too rowdy.
Is that
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah, the Visha. Mm-hmm.
Now, the Iowa State is where the band goes around to all the bars the night before, right? And they play?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, they have a good time.
See, they got in trouble for that. I kind of feel like A&M is a sleeper on this list here. We're kind of a party school, too. We just behave ourselves,
yeah.
You know? We don't make a deal out of it.
Indiana's in at number eight. SMU. Really? SMU at number 9, and number 10 was the aforementioned Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Okay, so now as far as A&M is concerned, so let me go in here and we'll have a look at that. Okay.
Where are we at?
A&M is the number number six party school in Texas.
Oh, all right. All right,
here's the deal.
Who's ahead of A&M in the state?
Well, run and play at SFA. I mean, that's that's what that's been called from when I went to school. So, yeah, there's a number one party school, of course, is Texas, as we mentioned. Number two, SMU, we mentioned. But then comes Stephen F. Austin. Number four is Texas State. Okay. Number five is Texas Christian. Oh, my goodness. And then number six is A&M. But you got to, and I'm an old guy, but you got to remember.
Yeah, what's John Sharp and Michael Young doing about that?
Well, TCU's above us.
Yeah, we need to elevate here.
All right.
The quote here, let's see, from a junior: what I like most about Texas A&M is that everybody here shares school spirit, no matter what your background is. The spirit helps you feel like you're a part of something from the moment that you
cue up the spirit of Aggie.
That's it. I mean, that's exactly what that's all about. I mean, the party scene gets an A. It's just they don't get an A+. But look, back in the day, I mean, when I was going to school, we went to Huntsville because it was a better scene than it was here.
More to do.
Truth be told, really.
It's gotten bigger and better, though, obviously, over time.
Number seven is Rice. I mean, really?
Really?
Rice?
In Texas?
Yeah. It's Houston.
In Texas, yeah. Well, overall, they probably got a lot of stuff they need to do. But anyhow, so there you are. Those are the rankings that, I mean, that's fine. You can do football team rankings if you want to, but that's...
But party school's what matters.
I want to know, exactly.
I'll just wait for the Princeton report to come out.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes and see how it correlates to this. Mm-hmm. This may be a pretty big deal. I don't know if you have allergy problems. You know, there's some people who just suffer with this all the time. And then there's some when new stuff blows in or different stuff blows in. But scientists report that they have pinpointed which immune system cells trigger allergies.
Oh, boy.
I mean, WebMD says the discovery of the biomaker may someday lead to a blood test that improves allergy treatment.
Hmm.
Allergic reactions stem from an inappropriate immune response to usually benign substances. In other words, stuff that wouldn't bother you does. So peanuts, pollen, mold, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Pet fur.
Yeah. U.S. America, almost 50 million U.S. Americans have nasal allergies, and as many as 200 die from serious food allergies a year. Right now, doctors rely on skin pricks to test reactions to allergic situations.
They do that grid thing.
Yep. I did that with my kids. That was weird. That was
unpleasant, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, that's, but it worked I mean, in that particular case. Anyway, and then some use blood tests. But current testing isn't always accurate. This new method detects a specific biomaker, type 2 helper T cells, TH2. Which can reveal if a person has an allergy.
Interesting. This could be huge. It could be a game changer, you know?
Well, it could until you start thinking about how big the allergy industry is.
Already.
Yeah. I mean, yes, you've got doctors who do this, but then you've got, you talk about the OTC market on this stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Off the
could
charts.
Be destroyed, yeah.
So we'll see what happens, but I find that to be pretty interesting. You're right. That could be a life-changing experience for some people. And again, everybody probably knows somebody who is just absolutely debilitated when that whatever it happens to be comes in that people get allergic to.
Sure.
I'm sure there's somebody over at the big school researching that.
That's right. Well, yeah.
And another cottage industry coming to the buy a quarter, perhaps.
Yep. Well, and again, you're right, Pets. The thing is, a lot of things we do in our life, we could change as far as being exposed to things that make us allergic.
Nah.
You don't clean your house well enough. You got dust and things like that. There are all sorts of stuff that has happened in our societal evolution that cause it to be easier to be allergic to things.
You can't expect us to change stuff, though.
Well, but I mean, we close our doors and we close our houses up because it's hot.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, that's part of the argument that we don't go outside as much anymore.
You're not exposed to that stuff. Yeah. And that's the old concept behind bee pollen. You know, if you could get bee pollen or eat honey from your neighborhood, that may help you with allergies because you end up getting a little bit of whatever that is that you might be allergic to if it happens to be a pollen situation. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll see how all that works out. All right, for ladies, this was a really bad deal when this happened. This Alfred Angelo, the bridal place, that just basically locked their doors on a Friday afternoon.
Weeks ago. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, the bridal dress company, which suddenly closed and filed for bankruptcy last month, announced yesterday that if a customer hasn't received her dress at this point, They ain't getting it. Yeah. Due to, as they call it, a logistical and financial strain. I'm guessing that those ladies who put money down on a dress and didn't get it are going through some financial strain, too. And there are probably some daddies out there who are paying for that stuff who are going through some financial strain as well.
Some newly created bridezillas.
Yeah, exactly.
The company's about to go through some more financial strain.
Yeah, everybody was fine until she couldn't get her dress. Yeah. That's logical. Company also announced that if a prospective bride wanted a refund, they should submit a proof of claim.
And wait 15 years to get 10% back.
They're not saying anything about when you'll get your money back.
Or how much of it.
That. So just do that, and I guess we wait for the bankruptcy judge to get all that worked out.
And the lawyers to get paid off.
Yeah. So we've got, how much time is spent on business? We have the Wall Street Journal, which has been around for like 150 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Fox Business Channel.
Got Bloomberg.
I mean, everybody has some sort of an outlet that seems to touch the financial industry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a 2013 survey of consumer finances, and 2013 is the most recent data they've got, which is a whole nother story there. Saw the other day whether we had crime stats, and the most recent figures they had was from 2 years ago. You know, the world changes in 2 years, especially when it comes to crime and especially when it comes to your neighborhood. I think it was that report about crimes in Texas cities. You know, it's just, how does it take so long for that stuff to be compiled?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
And the sky's falling in.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyhow, here's the deal. Federal Reserve found that 48% of families own stock either directly or indirectly. 48%.
What's indirectly owning stock?
If you're in a 401k?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay.
For the bottom 50% of families by income, only about a quarter of them had any equities. Any equities. The typical middle-class family had some shares, owned less than $10,000 worth of stock. So the typical, and again, I don't know what middle class is.
Right.
We try to define what that is. It's just this thing out there.
It's kind of something that keeps breathing.
Yeah, it's
with the economy.
It's a group of people. So
yeah,
whatever you think you are you middle class or upper, you know, above or below that? But anyhow, the typical middle class family owned less than $10,000 worth of stock.
Hmm.
So, you know, Tesla getting real excited about their Tesla Model 3s and how they're going to start really ramping it up. Elon Musk said something about that. Well, Fortune magazine now reports that 63,000 people have canceled their order for Tesla Model 3s over the past year.
Uh-oh.
That's about a tenth of the total orders for the vehicles as of last Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, he says his company is averaging about 1,800 new Model 3s per day since last Friday, but the first 30 Model S cars were given to employees. Mm. Now, what is that about?
Right?
They're parked in the parking lot.
It's gonna get to the point where he's gonna have to charge so much for the one he sells that it makes up for it.
Well, this is another situation where if you don't move to market quickly, somebody else comes up with alternatives. Because since all this Tesla thing started, you know, Volvo said that they're gonna go no internal combustion engines within 2 years.
Right.
Other manufacturers doing the same thing. So what Tesla's got is not necessarily as unusual as other people can maybe be producing in the next few years. All right, so 7:23, a new vending machine. We'll be talking about that in the next half hour.
All right.
And when was the last time we had a Wayne Newton story?
Oh, it's been too long.
I know. Well, anyway, that'll be coming up for you in the next half hour.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com. It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, good morning. It's 725 Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Got some weather sponsored by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929. About 93 for a high temperature today. Pretty much taking rain out of the early part of the day. If we have any at all, it'll be probably after 4 o'clock or so this afternoon, and that's only about a 30% chance. 76 for a low temperature tonight, and then 40% chance of rain on Saturday. Rain in the forecast throughout the weekend. Monday, we're spiking right now at a 60% chance of showers. And because of the cloud cover, that should moderate the temperatures, we hope, a little bit. This forecast says yes. Rob says no, but heck, that's what the weather's all about, right? Right now, the winds are calm, 88% relative humidity, fair skies. We've got 77.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Congressman Ben Ray Lujan, Democrat, New Mexico. He's in charge of getting Democrats elected to the House of Representatives, in addition to himself. Right now, the Democrats are 24 seats down, 24 seats in the hole. In a recent interview with The Hill, Congressman Lujan said that a broad coalition is needed to make up the difference. He said, we have to be a big family in order to win the House back. And then he said, there won't be a litmus test for Democrat candidates. Instead, the party will find people who fit their districts. In conservative districts, the party will provide financial support for pro-life. What? Lujan's comments set off a Democrat civil war, I'll bet. Howard Dean declared that he wouldn't support this guy if they dared back a pro-life candidate. Every pro-abortion group, like Snarl and Emily's List, registered their outrage. A coalition of progressive groups is circulating a statement of principles demanding a litmus test on abortion. Rosie O'Donnell even weighed in. She said, well, she waddled in. She said if the Democrats ever get behind pro-life candidates, women should leave the Democrats and form their own party. Now, despite all their talk about inclusion, diversity, tolerance, the Democrats will never tolerate anybody who is opposed to their holy sacrament, which is abortion. Congressman Lujan is about to learn that lesson the hard way. In fact, is this guy still breathing? Does anybody know?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you had to pick a word to describe the type of tractor or utility vehicle you'd want to care for the land you love, I would bet you'd pick the word tough. Well, it's a good thing my friends at Mahindra build the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth. Right now, bring your old tractor or UTV in and trade up to tough with savings on a brand new Mahindra. That's right, just trade in the other guys and pay zero down and get 0% financing for up to 60 months. Or up to $8,400 in real cash back and savings. Plus, Mahindra's industry-leading warranty still comes standard. So get your work done, America, with a Mahindra. Learn more about the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time 7:30, temperatures 76. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC and an equal housing lender. I'm Bill Oliver. Since the late 1940s, those living in the Edge community northeast of Bryan have had a meeting place. While there's renewed interest at the Edge Community Center, the new Board of Trustees working to resolve a more than $7,500 property tax bill.
The appraisal district or the tax office messed up, and then now we're having to pay for it, in my opinion.
Trustee Bart Corgi says for whatever reason, the Brazos Central Appraisal District started issuing valuation notices in 2011, followed by tax bills from Brazos County. Corgi says all the mail went to someone who has not been involved in 30 years and wasn't forwarding the mail.
The reason we found out is that we have some new people coming in wanting to try to revive the community center a little bit, you know, have community suppers and things like that. And so then we saw this tax bill and, you know, tried our best talking with the appraisal district and the tax office. And, you know, basically they said, sorry, there's nothing we can do. You know, you owe the taxes. The notices were sent out.
Chief Appraiser Mark Price refers to state law.
The tax code doesn't allow us to go back. If you didn't file an application, which they never have, we can't go back for prior years.
Corgi says they're working on renewing the center's tax-exempt status, but as of the first of the week, the center owes almost $4,500 in taxes, another $2,100 in penalties and interest, and almost $1,000 in attorney fees. Corgi says the center might have $1,000. Tax Assessor Clark to Christy Rose says she's been meeting with the trustees to work out a payment plan. The Bryan and College Station City Councils have received their annual review of eight local economic development agreements that are administered by the Research Valley Partnership. Axis has invested more than $281 million in its plant and equipment, which is more than twice the $120 million that's their target. The pipe and tube company north of Bryan, with 149 employees, just over half the target of 285. Their payroll, $9.5 million, only $1 million short of its target. Charles Martinez at the RVP says that the combination of those three things puts Axis well above their minimum requirements. Martinez also explained at length the Fujifilm pharmaceutical plant in the Bayou Corridor, which was purchased from the Texas A&M system.
By looking at some of the documents that had been transferred from the company to RVP as part of this compliance reporting, the investment value is very significant in terms it well exceeds the requirement that's going to be held to the company in next year's calendar reporting.
Fujifilm's investment in buildings and equipment, $84 million. That's above the requirement of $70 million. Fujifilm's payroll at almost $7.5 million is above their $6 million requirement. The Texas House was scheduled to spend part of yesterday looking at a couple of things not on the governor's special session list. One topic, groundwater, something that Representative John Rainey of Bryan talked about on the Infomaniacs. Rainey acknowledges having a difference of opinion with the city of Bryan about pumping water from one underground location to another.
In the case of Bryan, that's one of the things they're doing, and I'm not critical of it, it's because it is an avenue that they can use. But to me, to spend money to pump water out of the ground, put it back in the ground, and claim it's new water doesn't really make much sense.
The city currently studying what's called ASR, or Aquifer Storage Recovery. Texas prison officials proposing they move hundreds of inmates from the PAC unit south of Navasota on a temporary basis to cooler facilities. That idea part of the state's 12-page response that was filed yesterday to a federal judge's order for a plan to spare heat-sensitive inmates. Judge's order from last month required inmates reside where temperatures are no warmer than 88 degrees. It's been a year since Campus Carry went into effect at Texas A&M and other four-year universities. It now applies at Texas community colleges. At Blinn College, Police Chief John Chancellor says business as usual.
Well, I think most people that have a license to carry do that intentionally, and they're people who are I guess, what I would call responsible, and that's why they went and got their license. And those are not the folks that we really think will cause any problems for us.
Chancellor says a few places where concealed carry is prohibited will be clearly identified by signage. Blinn scheduled a series of forms on the new regulations. You can find the schedule on Blinn's website. Private citizens, again, getting the credit for reporting vehicle burglaries in College Station last night just before 9 on Park Place near Anderson. That's when the report was made, and it was an hour later that police reported catching 19-year-old Devontae Evans of Bryan and a 16-year-old also from Bryan on top of a building in Northgate. Several items of property reported stolen were recovered. Bryan police has a runaway report. 16-year-old Luna Eve Curtis last seen last Sunday night reported a runaway to police last Monday, but the public notice was not issued until yesterday after BPT reported it. They had exhausted all leads. A photo of Luna Curtis and more information online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 25 minutes from 8. The temperature is 76. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by Brazos County Bank. More news after 8. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good morning at 7:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. In addition to fixing piers, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
Partial sun today. Temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95 this afternoon. There's the risk of some showers and thunderstorms. Showers and thunderstorms lend during the evening. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, scattered showers and storms popping up during the day, 90 to 95. Storms end tomorrow night, then partly to mostly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partial sunshine on Sunday, high Sunday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on the upcoming season before training camp today. Meanwhile, the Rangers had a victory over the Twins thanks to Joey Gallo and a big homer from him, and the Astros hit a three-game skid against the Rays, and the Hall of Fame game was last night. The Cowboys took down the Cardinals and Trevor Knight. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 7:37. We normally visit with Congressman Flores on Wednesdays, but he was out doing some fact-finding. He's with us on this Friday morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for letting us move it to Friday. I didn't get back in the country till yesterday afternoon.
Well, tell us what you were up to and where you went and what you saw.
Well, actually, I went to visit our Navy and their operations in Italy, in Spain, and also in the U.K. One of the things that has developed over the past few years is that the ICBM capabilities, or intercontinental ballistic missile capabilities of Iran and some of the other folks over in the Middle East. And so our Navy has been repositioned over there on a robust basis to deal with that threat. Also, we're having to beef up our destroyer operations over in the Pacific to deal with the BMD threat from North Korea. And what's interesting is that the Russians, over the past decade or so, have developed some pretty effective anti-ship missile systems. And so we've had to develop countermeasures. And so I got to learn about those, you know, how those countermeasures are working out, because the Russians weren't very discretionary in terms of who they let get these anti-ship missiles. So theoretically, Hezbollah has them, Iran has them, and some of the other bad actors over in the Middle East have them. So our ships that are over there on a pretty high-intensity deployment have to make sure that they're protected against that new threat, which we haven't had before in this country.
Well, you know what happens?
One of the things I will say. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You tell me.
I wanted to say that the American sailors on these destroyers that are over there in the Mediterranean and the Atlantic, protecting the Europe from this and Israel from this ballistic missile threat, are on a real high tempo engagement, They are the most heavily tasked destroyer personnel in the United States Navy, and it's amazing to look at the morale, how good it is and how good the retention is, and the performance of these sailors on their vessels. Man, I was impressed with you know, they're working their rears off, but they're just about the happiest people I've ever seen. And also, I was on the destroyer Wasp, which is one of the destroyers that participated in the Tomahawk missile launch against some of the Syria targets a few weeks ago. They were pretty pumped about their involvement with that.
Well, I guess I want to echo what the president has said, is that we don't mind protecting other people, but we really need to have buy-in from those other countries. And are you feeling like that's something that will make it a little bit easier for the United States in the future, that we'll see buy-in from these other countries on a higher level?
Absolutely. In the countries I visited, in terms of Italy, Spain, and the UK, we have heavy buy-in. And also, they're our partners in the naval operations and those sets of zip codes, really from the far North Atlantic down to the entry to the Mediterranean on up in the Black Sea. The Spanish, Italy, and UK navies are all out there partnering with us, so we have heavy buy-in. Also, as you know, we've got an anti-ballistic missile system, which is essentially a ship-based system put on shore, and it's in Poland. And, of course, the Poles and all our Baltic states have bought into our protection. The Russians are the ones that were slinging snot around about this, because they obviously didn't like our ability to shoot down their ballistic missiles. We didn't put them there for Russia. I mean, it does provide protection from a Russian threat. We put them there because of the threats coming out of the Middle East to try to protect Europe. And so several of the countries have buy-in. There are a few of them. They're still a little wishy-washy, but they're getting protected anyway.
Well, let's bring you'll be back in the session in a while, but first let's talk about a couple of things that happened. First, Robert Mueller is impaneled a grand jury. The special counsel. Give me your thoughts on that move.
Well, I think that was going to happen anyway. I'm somewhat surprised it happened so early. I guess that his investigations had generated enough evidence where he could start presenting evidence regarding the Russians to a grand jury. And so to the extent that we could get this project taken care of sooner rather than later, that's a good thing. As I've said in some of our earlier interviews, the only area where I'm really worried about, not worried, not the right word, but disenchanted with Mueller, is that he wants to expand this investigation beyond Russia, and that's just not what he was empowered to do. So we in Congress will have to keep an eye on what he does and doesn't do. So as long as he's just investigating Russian involvement with the election, I think it's fine. If he's trying to investigate Russian involvement with the Trump campaign, that's fine as well. But try to extend it into another witch hunt, I think, is inappropriate.
Earlier this week, the Trump administration rolled out a merit-based immigration plan, something a little bit different. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I support parts of it. There is one part of it I don't support. But let me say this. Merit-based systems are what virtually every country in the world uses. For their immigration programs. We're one of the few countries in the world that doesn't have a merit-based system, and that's one of the reasons our immigration system is broken. So I applaud the efforts of the administration working with a couple of senators to change from the current sort of lottery-based, family-based system to a merit-based system. That said, they propose to cut the numbers in half, and really we need to expand the numbers of immigrants we have for the types of immigrants that we want that can help us from an economic growth standpoint. And that's where I think they didn't get it right. So I support the concept. It's exactly the right way to go on immigration, but we need to increase the numbers so that we have the right labor supply for the economic growth profile that we'd like to see.
So basically, Congress won't be back in session until about September. Anything else that we need to touch on? Because we'll probably take a week off from our conversations. Anything else we need to know about?
Well, I guess stay tuned on the Senate's confirmations. One of the things I was pleased to see yesterday is that they approved two FERC commissioners. So now the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission now has a quorum and can start acting on permits for pipelines and power lines and some really key infrastructure that has been held up while the Senate Democrats were blocking these nominees. So it's good to see that they're fully impaneled and ready to go to work. And there will be some more nominees over the next few days, so keep an eye on that. And I guess when we talk in a couple of weeks, we'll see what else has come up in a couple of weeks. It seems like there's always something happening in the White House that will provide something for us to talk about. I was glad to see that on that regard, I was glad to see that Scaramucci got fired earlier this week. If I'd have been the president, I'd have fired him within seconds after learning about that interview with The New Yorker. I'd have called him up and said, pack your stuff, get out of here, we don't want to see you again. But it took them a couple of days to do that. But having John Kelly in there, General Kelly in there as chief of staff, I think is going to help clean up some of the sloppiness that was coming out of the West Wing.
All right,
so I'm pleased. I think the president's going to be well served.
Well, give us a chance to talk about Aggie football for a while then, huh?
Well, that's true. Maybe the Astros will get back on track as well.
We'll hope that happens. Anyway, so we're going to take a break. We'll talk to you in about 10 days or so. Congressman Bill Flores joins us on a regular basis. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for making time for us this morning.
You bet. Good talking to you, Scott. Take care.
All right, thanks. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Somebody once gave me a bit of advice that made a huge difference in my parenting. He told me, when you're tucking your boys into bed, look them in the eye, touch them on the shoulder, and tell them they're good enough. At the time, I thought the idea sounded silly. It was too simple. It didn't seem grand or meaningful enough to have a positive impact on my sons, who were only 5 and 7 at the time. Boy, was I wrong. It was such a profound moment the first time I did it. I can still remember it. Most importantly, my boys remember it too. My oldest son lit up. He had the biggest smile on his face, and he just said, "Thanks, Dad." Now I realize what a great tip that is for every parent. Sure, children need discipline. It's how they mature and develop good character. But they also need to hear praise. Some experts say children need at least 5 affirmations for every 1 constructive criticism. And the delivery can make a huge difference, too. Saying, "I love you," or "I'm proud of you," from across the room certainly counts. But to really fill your child's soul with life-giving affirmation, look your child in the eye, put your hand on his shoulder, and then say something positive to him. It's been years, but I still do that for my boys. And every time I do, they still flash a great big smile and say, "Thanks, Dad." They know they're loved, and that fills them with security and confidence. That's as good as gold for a child. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:50. Well, fall camp kicks off today for Texas A&M football. Head coach Kevin Sumlin held his annual luncheon with the local media yesterday at the R.C. Slocum Nutrition Center. Coach Sumlin was asked what's keeping his team from vying for SEC titles year in and year out.
We're not shying away from anything. There's no excuses. We've got to be better. And November has been an issue for us. So how we approach it and how we deal with everything up front and through the year, we've got to navigate that. I've got to navigate that as a coach instead of hoping that only 13 guys play defense the whole year. That ain't going to happen anymore.
Coach Sumlin and the guys take the field against UCLA on Sunday, September 3rd in Pasadena, California, and you'll be able to catch the game right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, in high school football, the Bryan College Station Eagle held its annual media day yesterday at Merrill Green Stadium. Coaches and players from all over the Brazos Valley made the trip, including new A&M Consolidated head coach Lee Fedora.
The big test, like I tell everybody, is what you wait till 2 days when them kids get out there in the heat and all that type of stuff, see how it goes. But our guys have been working hard, knocked out boot camp, did a good job in that, and now we're getting ready to start on Monday.
Also out at media day was Bryan Vikings head coach Ross Rogers, who said the youth of his squad will play an important role this year.
Defensively, we got to kind of start over, and 9 new starters on defense. Offensively, it looks like we'll go with a sophomore quarterback, Kerry Brooks, and got some offensive linemen are back and some backs we think that can carry the ball. But we are going to have to kind of start over on the defensive side. So that's my biggest worry right now.
To hear from other coaches and players at media days, head over to our website, WTAW.com. In college football, the 2017 preseason coaches poll was released yesterday afternoon. Alabama begins the season at number 1. As for defending champion Clemson, it opens at number 5, despite the fact that it received more first-place votes than any other team besides Alabama. Ohio State is in at number 2 over Florida State at number 3, with USC at number 4 helping to round out the top 5. Texas A&M didn't break the top 25. The Brazos Valley Bombers return to the field tonight for the first of the final two regular season games at Nutrabolt this season. They take on the Acadiana Canecutters tonight and tomorrow before hitting the road to wrap up the season against the Texarkana Twins Sunday and Monday. First pitch for all four games this weekend is set for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Houston Astros 5-3. The Astros have now lost 3 in a row for the first time since June. They hope to turn it around tonight when the Blue Jays visit Minute Maid. First pitch for that one set for 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Minneapolis, Joey Gallo hit another massive homer, a 3-run shot in the fourth inning that spurred the Texas Rangers to a 4-1 victory over the Minnesota Twins. The Rangers will be looking to keep that momentum up against the Twins again tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, with no stars and few starters on the field, the Dallas Cowboys edged the Arizona Cardinals 20-18 in the Hall of Fame game. Former QB for A&M Trevor Knight went 5-14 passing for 68 yards with no TDs and no interceptions for the Cardinals. The Cowboys next face the Rams in preseason play on Saturday, August 12th. And in Florida, Miami Dolphins quarterback and former quarterback for A&M Ryan Tannehill re-injured his left knee when it buckled as he scrambled and fell without being hit during yesterday's practice. Results of an MRI weren't definitive regarding the extent of the injury, and further assessment is expected tomorrow. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
It's time for the deal of the day. This time, a 2016 Chevrolet Cruze Limited. It's got the Ecotec turbocharged motor, and it's only $13,988. Again, 2016 Chevy Cruze for $13,988, and it's got that big turbocharger on it. If you're looking for that, you want to fix up your truck and get stuff done, Texas Custom Outfitters, also located with Team Ford of Navasota. You can make the short trip south to Navasota on Highway 6. They're right there down from Sioux Falls Prater, or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Speaking of Christ, Titus chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 declares, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." How wonderful for us! This means that every person has the opportunity to be saved, if they will just come to God on His terms. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Truly, salvation is available to all mankind, but only those who obey the gospel will access that salvation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible Minute has been brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. We invite you to visit us at the BCS Church of Christ, which meets on Highway 30. Go to bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
I get a chance to talk to Jen Zweiker just about every week. She comes in here and she gives us tips and tricks and all kinds of stuff like that because she's an expert. In fact, the entire team over there at Zweiker & Associates are experts when it comes to real estate. Whether you're buying or you're selling, it doesn't matter. They know what you need to know to get your house sold or to find the house that you want to buy that's going to be the house that you want to live in for many years to come. It's very easy to get in touch with them. All you got to do is check them out online. ZARealEstate.com is where you do it. They have the tips and tricks you need to help upkeep your house if you're looking to sell it and maybe you're not around. Things that'll make the house stay in good condition so that people want to buy it when they're looking to buy a house. If you're looking to buy, they know the market inside and out so they can help you find what you're looking for in a price range that is going to be comfortable for you. Check them out. They are the experts and the ones you want to talk to. ZARealEstate.com is where you go to get in touch with Jen and the team. That's ZARealEstate.com to get in touch with Zweiker & Associates.
About 4 minutes till Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, well, we're all going to die. I know that. But if you haven't felt guilty today.
Oh, good.
We want to do what we can to help you out with that. Because in case you missed it, Wednesday of this week marked Earth Overshoot Day.
Huh?
Uh-oh.
For the year 2017. What do you mean, Bill? Come on. Come on, news dude.
Huh?
I know. I've never heard of this either. If you're unfamiliar with Earth Overshoot Day, which I believe we are, it is the day whereby Americans have used up their allowance of natural resources.
Comes up on your Google search automatically.
Okay. That the Earth can replenish in 1 year. Those resources, clean water, soil, clean air, and carbon sequestration.
On Twitter, it end overshoot.
Yeah.
So let's go there.
All right. For 2017, the day was August the 2nd, earlier than last year.
Oh.
That means through December 31st, we humans are using resources that will not be replenished.
11 hours ago, more from our talk of Luxembourg having the highest ecological footprint per capita.
Luxembourg?
Luxembourg.
Well, let's just wipe them off the map.
Yep.
Actually, not much to wipe off.
That's right. Maybe if you just make people leave. What if you made everybody leave Luxembourg? Then it wouldn't, right? Earth Overshoot Day has been calculated since 1986. Who knew? And in the 1980s, the day landed in November. See, this is where you start feeling badly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then jump forward a decade, an overshoot day was in October, then September, and now look at us. We're in August the 2nd. Who knows, in 5 years, we may be in the middle of July. It's overshoot day.
You've heard the study about how long it takes for you to earn enough money to pay off your taxes?
Right, right.
Okay, we have the global resource consumption and excessive use chart.
Oh, that is so cool.
So Luxembourg is on February 17th.
Okay.
Qatar is February 19th.
All right.
Australia, March 12th. Canada, March 13th. The U.S. of A is March 14th.
See, feel badly now. As you go out this weekend, and you will, you'll use up some of these resources.
I feel so terrible.
I know. It's like we're overdrawn already.
Time for a chocolate chip cookie and some beer.
That's right.
There you go.
Or it could be celebrating the end of Sharknado Week on the Sci-Fi Channel. Tonight's masterpiece is Sharktopolis, in which a monster that is half shark and half octopus goes on a killing spree. Well, of course it would.
Now, which way would you rather go? Sharktopolis or because we're running out of resources?
Yeah. On Saturday, it's Empire of the Sharks, in which it's set in the future, where most of the world is covered by water and only land left is controlled by a warlord who rules with an army of hyper-intelligent sharks. Where does that leave us as U.S. humans?
We lose, no matter who wins.
And don't forget Sunday, the event you've all been waiting for. It's Sharknado 5 Global Swarming, in which the shark-infested storm, I know, grows stronger and more complex as the world braces for the global Sharknado. Ian Ziering, is that right? That's the guy who plays Finn Shepard. Yeah, he'll be back along with Tara Reid. Fabio's in it. Portia Williams is in it. Brett Michaels is in it. Clay Aiken.
What?
Chris Kattan.
What? I know. Yeah, was this an American Idol reunion?
Really?
Oh, boy.
Back-to-back showing start at 7 o'clock on Sunday night.
So global swarming.
93 for a high today and probably tomorrow, and it's 77 right now. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station.